KO2, RCL, monitoring.
RCL, KO4HKX. Hey, Ruffin. QE.
What's going on today, gentlemen?
Chris, use language like that on here.
What about it after I said it and was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. That was a little harsh.
Y'all thought males. On the roads, you know, riding around in circles, trying to do what I can to help out.
And all six wheels on the ground, you'll be doing just fine.
But I actually gave a call out to Patrick about 15 minutes ago and didn't pick him up. But if you got a second, Patrick, when you got a 991A, right?
I do.
If you get home tonight, I want you, and you get a free minute, I'd like for you to contact me because I got something I want to show you. On the radio, and I'm not sure it's in the book, but we'll talk about it on the landline.
I will give you a shout this afternoon, maybe late, though.
That's fine. So, okay, Russell, go ahead, bud. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm trying to get out in traffic.
Was that swollen eye that Anna gave you feeling?
I think I got a little bit of a mild concussion from the little accident I had the other day, Patrick.
Asking how you're doing with the backhand Anna gave you.
Oren, yesterday was just yesterday was horrible. I just haven't had any strength or motivation, just been dizzy, that kind of stuff. But I really can't understand because it didn't hit me. It hit me hard, but it didn't hit me that hard. And it's about the size of a 50-cent piece. Just right on the orbital bone, right below my glasses line. And no bruising. I mean, it's strange. Maybe the bruising will come later. I don't know. But yesterday was just not fun.
Imagine getting hit right there. That doesn't feel good, especially steel on bone.
Say that's the toughest bone in your body.
Broke it or chipped it or anything. I did manage to pull a piece of glass out of my skin from my glasses. I got the piece of glass up here on the counter. But it's just not a fun thing. And I got back to where the item in question came from and figured out what caused it.
Caused it. You ain't been married long enough for her training you to keep your mouth shut when you're supposed to.
Yeah. No, you're right, bud. The only thing was that we've been married 56 years, 25 years. And it's okay to get hit every now and then, you know. I mean, it keeps things real.
And talking about spicing up your marriage, I mean, that's one way to do it.
I need to get smacking around every now and then.
Yeah, she does a good job. You know, all it takes is me just to give her one of them, you know, one of them sideways looks. And that's it. I'm black and blue again. But, hey, it's worth it.
RCL for ID. That's how you know she loves you. She beats on you. If she didn't love you, she'd just shoot you, put you out of your misery, or put her out of her misery. I don't know which way that goes.
Exactly right. I tell you, though, we've been married a long time, and that's one thing I've never done. I ain't going to lie, sit here and lie to you. I felt like it from time to time, but we just never have got to that point. Even kidding, I guess. But so I don't know. Russell, I was shooting M1 Garand the other day, and back of the receiver blew out, and a piece of the receiver hit me in the face right under the right eye. And kind of difficult the last day or so. Broke my glasses, put a piece of glass in my face. Didn't cut me, but I sure am sore.
So, that don't sound like something you want to wrestle with on a daily basis.
So, I think I figured out what's caused it. The item in question has been not functioning for some time, and when it binds up, they'll take another Garand and hit it with the buttstock to free the bolt. And I'm thinking they've hit it so hard that they may have damaged the back of the receiver and me not knowing. And it got me.
One of yours or somebody else's?
Somebody else's.
That makes it even worse.
It really does, but I mean, ain't nothing you can do about it. I mean, they explained to me what they've been doing, and you could clearly see on the back side of the bolt and the back side of the receiver that it has had some significant damage, and I just, you know, I mean, you don't think about things like that. I mean, never ever have I run into something like that. But boy, what a lesson!
Hop out of here and get back to work. I enjoy talking to both of you. Russell, you be safe wherever you're going, and Chad, I'll talk to you later this evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Be safe, bud. I hope I didn't run you off. And, but go ahead, Russell.
He's Patrick. Hope you have a good day, and just remember, if you ride around in circles, keep all six wheels on the ground. That's all we ask. Chad, are you gunsmithing or just fiddling?
Not gunsmithing. I don't have a license for that. Just a friend was wanting me to help him with it, try to figure out what was going on with it and that kind of thing. And we went to test fire to validate what he was telling me, and I'm thinking, okay, well, it's gummed up or cleaned up or needs to be cleaned up or whatever. And bam. I mean, it's got me. There's nothing else I could say, you know. But, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, I know you do a little mechanical stuff and dabble in it, so I didn't know if that was something that you was doing as a hobby too or not. But, yeah, that sounds kind of crummy on that side. You hate it to happen, but, you know, it could have been a lot worse, that's for sure. I've seen a lot worse and heard of a lot worse, so I think if that's all you got out of it, it's a little bruising and broke a pair of glasses, then you're pretty lucky at that point.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, I just been real sore, and yesterday was just really dizzy and just not being able to focus or concentrate on much of anything, but that's me in general, I guess. can't focus on things half the time. But anyway, what's going on with you? Did you get that young man straight? Get his porch finished?
Stay squared away, and I'm definitely not trying to cut the conversation off, but I am pulling into the driveway here at my next destination. So I'm gonna jump in here and see what I can get knocked out, and maybe get out of here early for the afternoon, and enjoy some air condition time. But, Chad, I hope you get to feeling better, brother. Hope everything heals up quick. I'll say 73s and be clear on your final.
Let's go, bud. Hey, just want to let you know, keep in mind if you, I know you do construction work and things like that, but, just don't forget I got a sawmill. If, one of your customers ever want a mantle, made out of whatever kind of wood. Hey, give me a holler. Let me know. I cut them all the time. It's KL4NUE. I'm clear, Russell. You have a good day, sir.
Good, Chad. I appreciate the info. Have yourself a good one. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear.